Well, good morning. We're certainly glad that you tuned into the youth message this morning online. Although, if you've been listening, you know that we call it the youth message, but it's really a message for all of us, no matter where we are in our life, whether we're young or old or in the middle, because we're all God's children. And that's why we have this message, and it's a little different form than what we will do at 11 o'clock, but it's still a word of God meant for the people of God, and we're blessed by it. And our scriptures this week comes to us in John's Gospel, chapter 15, starting at verse 9 through the up to verse 17, I believe. Yeah, 17. Now, we've been in John's Gospel for the last couple of weeks, talking about how Jesus is the way to the Father, the promise of the Holy Spirit. And last week, if you remember, we were talking about the vine, that Jesus is the true vine, and we are the branches. So we'll pick it up, red letter edition. We'll let you know that these are the words that are attributed to Jesus. Hear God's word, John 15, starting at verse 9. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey me, you will remain in my love, just as I obey my Father and remain in his love. I have told you this so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. I command you to love each other in the same way that I love you. And here's how I measure it. The greatest love is for people who lay down their lives for their friends. You are my friends if you obey me. I no longer call you servants because a master doesn't confide in his servants. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father has told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name, and I command you to love each other. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing of his holy and precious word. You know, Jesus was saying that we are friends. Can you imagine what a friend we have in Jesus? That's the little song that we sing sometimes. But isn't it awesome to know that you belong to the family of God? Now, we each have a family here on earth, but there's something special to know that we belong in the family of God. And Jesus reminds us what true loyalty is, belonging to the family of God and to him. It means in a world that is hostile towards him, boy, oh boy, in a world that doesn't know Jesus, all they do is talk about him, and it's a hostile world. But we who have the peace that passes all understanding know what Jesus was telling us, because we have been chosen and appointed to a special purpose in life. And Jesus said that in verse 16, you didn't choose me, I chose you, and I appointed you to go and produce fruit. Isn't that awesome? Well, we all have to take a stand against sin, and that's what separates us from God, is from sin. That's why when Jesus was on the cross and when he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was that brief moment of separation, because Jesus had all the sins of the world on his shoulder, and God could not be in the presence of sin. But God then anointed Jesus, and when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know what they do. And then things happened, and we were accepted into God's family by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I know sometimes there's alienation, and sometimes the people are just outside the church or outside of relationships, and sometimes that alienation just leads to rejection and persecution. But belonging to Christ eventually invites the world's hatred, but belongs to the world and it invites God's judgment. But if you're not experiencing alienation and persecution, you must ask yourself, are you a part of the world? Then, no, just know this, that you're part of Christ. It might be some time to evaluate carefully where our true loyalties lie. But if we choose Jesus and not the world, we have a special place in God's heart. And it's also a special day that I just want to take a minute to talk to you about. And it's a special day that we call Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a unique holiday that we honor motherhood that's in our form throughout the world, in the United States especially, this Mother's Day. Mother's Day is the time when we just take a moment to thank you, Mom, for all the things that you have done for us. And while the dates in the celebration vary sometimes in different tradition, but they're always representing saying thank you, Mom, with flowers, gifts, and big old hugs. But I want to invite you and introduce you to somebody that is very special. She's a very important part for a lot of reasons, but more special than for one reason, her name is Mary. Now I want to introduce you in the third part. This was what, if Mary was here today and she could tell us a story, I think this is what she would tell us. That's what makes her so important to all of us, because she's very special, because she did many things for many people over the years. And I want you to just pretend with me today that she's here and she's waiting to tell us a story. It's very sad, but it's very beautiful. Here's Mary's story. My name is Mary, and I'm the mother of Jesus. I raised my family in Nazareth, which is a town not too far from Jerusalem. I could tell you about a lot of things that happened when Jesus was growing up. He was a very good son. I can also tell you how much I miss him when he left me to minister to the people around the Sea of Galilee. I really worried when he went to Jerusalem for the first time by himself, but I don't have to tell you about all those things. I think most of you already know it. I wanted to tell you about only one day in my life. It was the day that my son Jesus died, and I was there. Can you imagine how I felt when they took my son and put him on the cross and to make him die? It was the worst day of my life. And I knew everyone else knew that, because Jesus had not done things that just saved men, but he did all kind of miracles all around the area. But they were afraid of Jesus too. They were afraid of things that he taught. He did not teach war or hate or jealousy. Jesus taught love and peace and sharing and forgiveness, and he showed people how to love and how to forgive. But they killed him anyway, because they didn't understand what he was doing. And one day when we were standing at the cross, and one of the Roman soldiers said, "Oh, this truly was the Son of God." I was standing there near the cross when Jesus was dying. He said some things which I'll never forget. He shared his life with the thieves who were also dying on the cross. He forgave all of the men, like the soldiers who treated him so bad. I heard him ask his Father in heaven to forgive the people because they did not know what they were doing. He prayed to God to help him when he hurt so much. But the words that I will never forget were the ones that he said to me and to his good friend and disciple, John. He was suffering and dying, and he looked at me, and he looked at John, and he told us to take care of each other. He knew that I would need comfort because of his sorrow and his sharing, his compassion for me. And he said this to me out of respect, not out of anything else, when he said, "Woman, behold your son." That meant that I should take care of John. And then he said to John, "Behold your mother." I will never forget how much I loved Jesus right then. He was dying a terrible death, and he still thought of others like John and me, and that's the way Jesus always thought. I know that God had a greater plan. God's son was Jesus, and he wanted to show the world how much he loved everyone. And he wanted to show men that death was not the end of life. He wanted people to know that they could live forever. Jesus did not die and stay dead. We all know that now, because I was afraid that I would never see Jesus again, but he died and then he lived again. Maybe you can all imagine how sad that I felt when I saw Jesus hanging on that cross with nails through his hands and feet. And I did not think that I could live another moment, but I am glad that I did. Jesus died that day, but he came back to life 2 days later. I am Mary, the mother of Jesus, but I am also a disciple who believes that Jesus is the Son of God and Savior for all. What a wonderful story that Mother Mary will share with us. Because, you know, Mother of Jesus is not unlike any other mother in the world. They all experience grief and sadness at times when they go through different things and one of their children die or whatever. But if we remember Mary, a mother who gave us a lot of things, because she gave us Jesus, yeah, but she also gave us a way to grieve and to understand. My hope is that all of you remember the day that Jesus died and how much Mary was there also. But I also wanted to impress upon all of us. Now, or maybe our mothers went home to be with the Lord, but you know, we had a mother, we have a mother, and people are still having babies, and they are mothers, and also mothers who adopt babies, and, you know, there's a nurturing ability about a mother. They love the little babies, and they work with God to help them grow in wisdom and strength, as Mary encouraged Jesus to grow. But this special day, now, you might not have a good relationship with your mother, but you know what? She's still your mother. I don't know of any one of us who come into this world without a woman. And a woman, especially when they deliver the baby, they become a mother. It's a special day, Mother's Day. Can be sad, but it's also a time of rejoicing. We love God, we love family, we love friends, and I just thank you for tuning into the online service. And if your mother has went home to be with the Lord, give another mother a hug and say, Jesus loves you, Mom. God bless. Have a good day.